Hey everyone, it's the Vampire Diaries After Show, Season 8, Episode 12. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? Who is she? I don't know. Stay tuned and you'll find out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Like the saddest song to start with.
I know, but it's beautiful.
Katie and Sam are in a real emo mood right now, so they're starting the show on like the saddest song they could find.
Yeah, it made me cry when I heard this in the episode.
Katie, everything makes you cry.
That's true.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me all over the interwebs at the Tiana Hobson. And joining me, as always, we got our full panel here tonight. Katie with three E's Campbell.
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Sam D.
Hey guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram. And we're in the live chat tonight, so keep on chatting. You have been for like 3 hours.
It's crazy. And Miss Jordana Morphe.
Oh, I like that one. Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
Why are you the best at announcing?
You really are. I don't know.
I feel like we're basketball players.
That's where my inspiration comes from. It's like the whole athletic arena things.
Maybe we should have started with a song like that.
Yeah, instead of like the song that's making me want to slit my wrist. Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Next week. But we only have a few more weeks to do it.
Aww.
So sad. I can't believe it.
We're going to need to arrange a big party. I will throw it.
Okay.
Oh, great.
It's happening.
Huge I'll be party there. At Sam's. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. Everyone's invited.
All right. Let's get into tonight's episode. I have so many questions. There's just a lot of information that was piled into here, and then a surprise. Kai's back in, like, the most unorthodox way I thought possible. Yeah, like, we knew he was coming back, but I don't know what I expected, but not that.
Right. I was expecting that. I knew I honestly thought he was going to knock somebody out and be like, hey guys. And that's kind of what he did.
Yeah. It was like, we all knew it was coming, like you said, and it was still really exciting and shocking.
I think because everyone, you know, in the chats and everything, everyone's talking about maybe like we're going to take a trip to hell and that's where we see. So I'm thinking he's not going to be in our world. Like, it's not going to happen right here in front of our faces.
Yeah. But I was so excited when I saw him. I was like really sad the whole episode. And then he popped up and I was like, yeah.
You're back.
Hey,
boy, hey.
He had to walk through the door that Bonnie created. That's how he came back, right? Yeah. Is that what we're assuming?
That's what I'm assuming. Well, there are a lot of questions about that. I know the chat is already, like, freaking out over this. And I didn't even, when I watched this twice, I know she opened the door, but we'll get into that. It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. So let's start at the beginning. Let's go back. Let's back up. That sounded like a car break.
Sorry, are you guys having trouble in the chat? It looks like maybe some people are having some trouble in the chat, like, that are watching. So maybe, I don't know, something's going on with the streaming of this.
The video's not up?
Yeah, but we're working on it, I think. I mean, I can see us, which is weird. But, guys, we're working on it, just so you all know.
Yes. All right, so just to backtrack a little bit, let's start at the beginning. So Matt is having some crazy dreams, like crazy realistic visions.
Or is it happening?
I mean, it sounds like the dude slut walked and then ended up in the armory with like blood on his feet.
Yeah. And he was sweating because he was feeling the fire, right? Is that what was happening there?
Why are these things happening? Is it because of the...
Matt's been our resident human. He's like always been that person, and I've always thought that there is something special about Matt. And I think it's all just manifesting, especially with the artifacts from his ancestor Ethan coming up and resurfacing and being around it. I just think that, and especially with the ringing of the bell that happened, I think it's all triggering something in Matt's blood and bloodline. But then it also could have been Cade.
Never know.
I'm always expecting them to do more with Matt, and then they're like, oh, here's what you get. You know, this is what we've been planning. Isn't it huge? And I'm like, no, it's really not a big deal.
You think this, though, is a big deal or no?
I'm still underwhelmed, but I'm hoping they're building towards something more.
But I'm glad we're seeing this, because poor Matty, we haven't seen anything so great about him all.
He hasn't had a A-line, A-B-line storyline in a long time.
We're seeing something good happen.
Do you guys think, like, this is going to change his outlook, possibly, on all of the supernatural things? I mean, you know, him being, his family being, like, friends with the Bennett Witches and I mean, because technically, well, they're not, like, killing people like vampires, but technically that's something magical as well. That's something supernatural.
I think so, because when we saw that scene, when he went up to Bonnie, you could just, like, see his face, you know? You could see that he just kind of felt like this.
Yeah, and I want to talk more about that scene later. That scene deserves its own whole topic.
But that's what I'm saying. That I felt like that was a scene that kind of showed you that, you know, he's kind of forgiving
because he's got this history.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my big thing from this whole thing, and I know it was done without his permission, but he has vampire blood in his system now too.
I'm really feeling a vampire-y vibe with him.
Yeah, and Matt like has always refused vampire blood.
I didn't even think.
So when they did that, I all caps Matt. Like, Damon gave Matt his blood. Matt never takes vampire blood. Like, that's a big thing for him.
I wasn't even, that wasn't even going through my head. I was just like, okay, save him. All right, he's good. I never thought maybe he's gonna die and become a vampire.
You can't just force people to drink vampire blood, you know? Like, you gotta get some sort of consent, right?
The moment that he actually took his blood, I was like, he's flatlining. And then his lips, like, cupped Damon's arm, and I'm like, okay, I don't think he's gonna do that as he's flatlining.
But I do just want to, like, remind everyone that Elena gave up her human life for him, essentially. So I really want to be an optimist about the writing of this show and have it go full circle. Like, I think that could maybe be kind of cool, because she will wake up, I'm assuming, as a human, unless they do something, and he could be a vampire.
Interesting. Plot twist. Poor little Maddie Blue Eyes. So in order to get more information on what exactly he's seeing, because Damon has now showed up because Cade is like, yo, Stefan's human now. We're done. But I'm going to kill him at midnight unless you get me this journal.
Which, what the heck? Like, don't we have to have two new people take over their spots?
We haven't seen those twins in a while.
Yeah.
But that's true.
But everything, like, why would he just be like, all right, well, I mean, maybe Stefan serves no purpose now, not being a vampire, but Damon is still a vampire.
But what I like about it is that he's keeping to the fine print of his own deal. His deal was, the deal was that two of the immortals would be there. Now that one is no longer immortal, he's like, okay, whatever, wiping my hands clean. And now he's walking on Earth. Before, he wasn't up here. So he needed henchmen to do the job for him.
And now he's doing it all.
Yeah, he can do it all himself now. He doesn't necessarily have to have anyone else doing it, but he probably will eventually try to find more people to do it.
The scary thing is, like, he doesn't keep his word all the time, so you just never know. Like, the fine print may, you know, have said that, but doesn't mean he has to abide by it, because we've seen that before.
And he even did say this episode, like, you have no way of knowing if I'm going to keep my word, and I think that was definitely a foreshadowing. Be like, I warned you.
Warned you. Well, he just said that Stefan could live out the rest of his human life. That doesn't mean that Stefan can't get into a car accident and die that way sooner than, you know, at 80. He could still die any day because now he is human, so the possibilities are endless. Every day, every action you do could lead to your death. So maybe he already knows that Stefan, like, would die sooner or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he could also threaten his life later on, like, 2 weeks when he needs something else.
Can you guys do me a quick favor, and I apologize, remind me why, because of the cure, vampire blood won't work?
The reason I remembered is just not really a real reason. I just remember that anytime someone had it and they tried to use it, that person just started throwing up blood.
Okay.
So it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just like your body's like, nope, you're anti and you can, mythical creature now.
That sucks. You could never become a vampire again, so you just, like, your body rejects vampire blood after the cure.
That really sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. But Alaric, who we haven't seen in a couple weeks, is back because Dorian has needed his help with something. But before we can get to that, Damon and Matt show up and are like, hey, we need help with this stuff. So I liked what they did here to trigger, like, his visions that he's having, to have him talk through it and, like, that hypnotic state that he went into. And I get why they had, you know, Matt play the ancestor, Ethan Maxwell. Right.
A lot of makeup.
Yeah. But it's like, if you're going to go back in time and we're going to see one of his ancestors and it's still going to be that actor, then why didn't you just have Bonnie play her, Bennett witch?
Well,
like, why'd you need to switch it up unless Matt is actually
a doppelganger
or, like, recreated, you know, comes back to life every...
Right. I mean, guys. Because they're not stupid. And so whenever Elena, and it's not, some of them are her ancestors and some aren't, but her doppelgangers all look like her. And you're right. With the Bonnie flashbacks, you know, and even with the other Salvatore brother, flashbacks with their families.
Hasn't the issue, though, been before that there were no doppelgangers left anywhere for anyone?
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Just like the doppelganger... Everyone's just focused on, like, the Elena...
Okay,
Petrova line of the doppelganger, because that had something to do with what they immediately needed, and now there's no more of those doppelgangers, but it doesn't mean...
Stefan, I thought, had the last doppelganger who was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I thought it was, like, ever. I thought at one point somebody they were talking about, like, this is the last doppelganger that exists.
Well, now we don't know.
Now we don't know.
Well, actually, that would make sense, because Ethan's dead. So, there's no doppelganger.
Yeah.
But right? there could be more that we don't know about, which would be really cool, which would have been really cool to explore throughout this entire season and not the last, like, four episodes.
I know, guys, they're going to give it to us so good these last couple of episodes, I feel.
That sounded so dirty.
I didn't mean it like that.
But they are.
And then the show's going away, and it's going to be really, really sad.
I think Katie just said the dirtiest thing ever on our panel. Ever. And it's amazing.
Well, yeah, well I didn't mean
innocent
it.
Innocent Katie. Everyone would expect that from me, not Katie.
Oh, man.
But during those flashbacks, we do learn how close Ethan Maxwell and Bea Bennett were. Mm-hmm. And how close those two family lines were, which is very important to Matt and Bonnie's relationship now, which we'll get into soon. So basically it shows that he's almost done with the bell, and they're making the bell to get rid of the vampires. And this is the same story that Sybil and Celine had told us, except it was different. It was that the 200 witches, or 100 witches, however many were there, that they were burned because they were witches.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, the town had done that. Now we've learned the real story, which is that they were trying to rid the vampires, and then Celine and Sybil interfered, made the bell into a weapon to open up hell and burn down the town, and the witches actually sacrificed themselves to save everyone else.
So was the bell just for the vampires, or was it also for, like, the sirens as well?
I think it was...
Like, all mystical creatures?
Yeah. Maybe, because at that point, it doesn't seem like they knew about sirens, because Matt wouldn't have walked off with that... Or not Matt, sorry. Ethan wouldn't have walked off with that with Sybil if they had known about sirens, right?
Well, I think they knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. Was like, I can't say because...
Well, he knew, but, like, even Bea, when she came back, she was like, well, what happened? And he's like, I can't say. She didn't know right away that he had been...
Sirened
into not speaking about it, you know?
Right.
To me, I thought that they were maybe confused, or, like, they didn't really know of any other supernatural beings, and it was actually the sirens and maybe not vampires. But I thought they were referring to Celine and Sybil when they were talking about those people.
You know, they only said that whatever creatures are
lurking in the woods, yeah. Beasts.
But it does sound like vampires, though.
Yeah, it just sounds like the vampires were being a problem, since this whole founding of the city was built on, like, hiding, like, killing vampires and stuff.
And Valdiscope West said this spot where the 100 witches were burned goes back to season 2, right? Which, was it season 2 that they did that, or was it season 1?
Where they did what?
Where they talk about the 100 witches that died there. Because, you know, they went... It's. I think you might be right, but for me, I'm just like, I think maybe the first two seasons really blend in together, because they were both so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to decipher which one they came from, but I know that it was mentioned before. So it's just interesting to hear this side of the story and to see how the decoder thingy works when you actually know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it seemed like Bea and Ethan were, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say something Nicholas Kelly said, and it might not be, you know, PG-13 enough for us, but I'm going to say it anyways. Bonnie and Matt could have been cousins at one point with Beatrice and Ethan Bangs, but it looks like they never did.
I definitely thought about that, too. I was like, oh my gosh, is this whole flashback going to lead to the fact that Matt and Bonnie are related?
I don't know. There's something.
I don't know. But, you know, thankful for this device that he has there, and since he keeps saying I can't say it, he's able to write it down, and they're able to stop the hellfire from happening. But then what really hurt my heart is that, you know, we finally get Sybil and Celine locked away, and then she has to put Ethan behind the door, too, because now he's siren to kill her.
Yeah.
That's, was she free? Was she free or was she trapped in there too?
She was free.
She's free.
Okay. She trapped him in there.
Yeah, I just didn't know where she was. There's in like, the cave that...
Sybil?
No, no, Beatrice.
Beatrice. And Beatrice. The sirens told Ethan, right, how to kill Kate. Is that... was?
He said that he had figured it out and that they didn't want him to share it. He's like, they don't want me to share what I discovered.
Okay. So, I was a little confused on that part because I know he wrote it down, obviously, in the book, but I was confused how he found out about that situation.
Yeah, he just said he found out, he discovered something and they didn't want anyone to know, and so that's why he wrote it in his journal.
Smart man.
Full circle. Mm-hmm. Back to that journal. That, you know.
Because it's a diary, because this is the Vampire Diaries.
There's no Dear Elena letter tonight.
I know. And if you guys have any in the chat, I'm going to copy and paste it. Like, write a Dear Elena letter in the chat, and if it's not too dirty, I'll read it.
So they're split up, and at least now we know how, you know, Peter ended up being this, because, you know, we found his, or Peter, Ethan, ended up being in there because we found a skeleton all those years later. We now know how this room came to be with the sirens trapped inside of it. Like, it all just...
finally gave us the answer.
It's like, okay, however many years later, they decided to build a house on top of all this and just...
yeah. Well, because they talked about this whole place for so long and all the things they found, and then it was like, oh, we're not going to talk about that anymore. You're just going to, you know, never find out.
Give it to us at the last minute.
I know.
Leave us wanting more and just say we won't have any, which is happening.
Yeah, pretty much. So while all this is happening, though, Damon, who had been locked away, has to come out to give Matt his blood, sees that journal. How did no one feel the vampire leave the room? Because even though they move fast, it's still like a whoosh.
Were they? I mean, even when I was watching, I was like, what just happened? Yeah. They were so focused on Matt.
That was a little unbelievable for me, for them to be just watching this guy who's giving them story bit by bit, and then somebody just... you know, I'm going to take this, leave the room, and you're just staring at him so hard that you can't see any movement. I don't think that was a little weird.
I just feel like you would have felt something.
Yeah.
But I have also been so zoned out before in a daydream, you know, that people sit next to me. I'm like, whoa, when'd you get there?
Well, yeah.
I've been here for 20 minutes. Yeah.
I also thought that they were so, like, set on saving his life, and it was really scary for a second, so they kind of, like, went away from Damon being there, which... I get it's a very human thing.
Right.
But, you know, now Damon has the journal, who he immediately goes and gives it to Cade, who Cade then immediately burns it.
Something about Cade, somebody said in the chat earlier, I'm not sure who, but this whole Dorian thing, they say that, I mean, it is random, that they could possibly be related, you know?
I can see that.
Something is so weird, and it made me so mad that we just didn't get that out of what Dorian wanted from, what did he need to talk to him about?
All caps. What does Dorian, because Alaric even is like, hey, what did you need my help with, by the way? And then Damon comes back and he's like, oh, we'll get to that later. It better be next week later because I only have 4 episodes left and I cannot not know what Dorian needs.
They're really planning something bigger for him. I feel it.
But even after, I think it was last week's episode, when he told us about how he got into all of this stuff and then he just knows so much about, you know, Cade and even by his real name,
Arcadius.
I was like, I feel like maybe it runs in the family, especially because his family, you know, had that curse on them for so long. And if Cade was burned at the stake, and that could kind of cause a family line of, like,
and bad when he luck. Saw him, was it this episode or last episode?
Last episode.
Yeah, when he saw him in the room, like, and he automatically was like, Arcadius, like, you're like, oh, okay, there's some kind of connection
you got a picture
going
with
there.
The devil or something? Like,
how do you know?
What's weird is, like, he must have called Alaric and said, hey, I need your help with something. Like, can you come over here? And Alaric's not asking what it is. And maybe he's like, well, what do you need? And then he says, well, I'll tell you when you get here. So that's probably a serious thing. And then he's just going to be like, oh, yeah, you can talk to me later. We'll just push this off. You know, like, if it's serious for him to come up here and not know what's going on, you got to figure it out.
Yeah. So I just hope that we don't forget about what Dorian needs, because it's going to be good.
It's going to be really good.
It's going to be good. But then Damon comes back, and now he's got another plan, because he's always got 15 plans to fall back on. Mm-hmm. And while they were listening to the story, he actually paid attention mm-hmm. to what was happening, and he knows that there's a weapon that was down in that room where Sybil and Celine were as their insurance policy, mm-hmm. and it's a relic that's of Cade's creation that can destroy him.
Mm-hmm. So do you need, like,
think it is?
The that's... bell combined with the sword? Is this what...
I don't... Maybe it's like a...
Oh, the bell's just to bring him out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, bell is the bell done now?
I don't think we need the bell anymore.
Okay.
Did we use the thing that Matt and his father found? What did we think? It was the ball. We used mm-hmm. the ball?
The ball mm-hmm. is connected to the...
The bell. Oh, the ball was part of the bell. Yeah. Okay, the ball was part of the bell. I got it. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like, because I also do Shadowhunters, guys, and the villain has to get all the mortal instruments in order to, like, take over as basically the devil of the world. Mm-hmm. And he, like, collects all of these different things, like a sword and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of getting that vibe here, because I feel like it's a collection of things.
Yeah. Definitely something big's going on. But while they're out here thinking about it, it's like, hey, actually, guess what? Kai's back, and he's got a better plan and a better way to kill Cade. Yeah, what?
What is that?
What is going on?
I don't know, but where's Kai been?
Hell.
He, or right? in that little area that he walked through the door when Bonnie opened the door.
Well, is in my head, when we saw that, the first thing I thought was that Bonnie opened the door to hell. Like, that's what I'm thinking. What,
right in last at the end of last episode?
Yeah.
I thought that she got her powers back.
And I was thinking she maybe created something like the other side.
She opened something dark, like her mom was saying. Yeah. You opened
but how?
Up something
she
dark.
Doesn't have. She didn't have her powers
because
anymore.
She didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. It's just with that yell, like, it was something
all her
deeper
emotions
than
in there.
I've always believed mm-hmm. that just because you aren't a witch and where you lost your powers, there's always, like, it's in her blood that she's a witch.
And mm-hmm. she's not just a witch, she's a Bennett witch.
Yeah, she's a Bennett witch. So I really believe that there is something inside of her that could resonate and bring back her powers, mm-hmm. too.
So the bell ringing 11 times opened up enough for Cade himself
to come
only.
Through. So maybe Kai came through when Cade came through.
Maybe.
Or
hiding.
Or Bonnie did that and opened it up, like, farther for everybody else to come out. Like, Cade was the only one that might have been able to walk out mm-hmm. after yeah. 11, and then...
Yeah, like, it was a little creak open, Cade got out, and then when Bonnie did that, she, like,
opened the door. That's what I
think. But her mom made it seem like it's not hell, because Bonnie said, is it hell? And she said, no, it's, like, worse or something.
Something dark.
Her mom just made it feel like it wasn't necessarily that Bonnie opened up hell. It's, she opened up, like, something completely new that we hadn't
heard of. Because someone opened else.
And it's coming after her, too, right? Something, I remember they were saying something like that, like, she was saying that it's gonna come after her as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the darkness mm-hmm. and whatnot is gonna be coming after her. And since we're talking about it, let's talk about Bonnie and her mom. This was an interesting part of the episode because I didn't really understand what they were trying to accomplish. Yeah,
it was so random just bringing her in that way too, you know?
Is it just to bring extra, like, all the characters
yeah,
back? Is that what we
but
had?
But I will say, like, if I had to vote and do, like, top 10 characters out of the whole 8 seasons that we could bring back for a little bit, it wouldn't necessarily be her.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they were just trying to, like, push in. And that's what I am kind of upset about, is that this should have been throughout the whole season, and I do feel like they're just trying to slip him in the end to say, like, oh, look, this is, you know, the person from this season.
The thing mm-hmm. I'm okay with this one is that Bonnie lost the love of her life, mm-hmm. and she's not answering the phone for any of her friends. So it's like, who does a girl need when that happens? She needs her mom.
Yeah,
like, if her mom didn't come back for that moment, it'd be like, what the hell kind of
right.
mom are you? Yes, you've had your difficulties in the past and everything, but, you know, to be there.
And I wonder how she's doing. We never touched on that.
Yeah, we didn't really ask her about her at all. Yeah. Maybe she'll be back again next week
yeah.
to help out with the continuation of this Enzo scenario.
So sad.
But let's talk a little bit about Bonnie and, like, so... Damon calls her, and at this point, no one knows what had happened. And he's like, is she okay? Is she okay? Talking about Elena. And then Bonnie's like, yeah. And he's like, what's wrong with you? Like, what happened? And
yeah.
she tells him about Enzo. And then he's like, I'm on my way. And she's like, no, don't come here. And then Caroline's calling, and she's not answering. Like,
Everyone.
Matt's calling, and she's not answering. So then they send her mom. And I was just like, when my friends don't answer their phone and I'm concerned about them... I show up.
Well, Damon said, stay there, I'm on my way, and then he went home.
Yeah, well,
She also told him, like, no.
Don't come, but I would still go. Especially Damon, out of all people, I would have expected him to show up either way. And then we just see him in the next scene, and he's back. And I was like, oh,
when you lose somebody so important to you like that, like, you know, something happens to a person, mm-hmm. and you don't want anything bad, you know, to happen after that. So you want to check up on them and be there for them. But I just thought that scene right there made me cry. And it was really good acting from her. And I just felt like her reaction to everything and how she delivered the information to Damon was so intense and good, like the way she did that.
And I really also loved the brief scene we got between Damon and Caroline, where she's like, oh my God, she won't call me back. And he's like, well, you are engaged to the man that just killed you, the love of your life.
It just, it breaks my heart every single episode more and more, just because she's like this close every single time to getting what she wants. And then it just...
Well, they made it worse, too, so by, bad. Like, getting rid of his body.
Yeah, that was
why did they have extreme. To go that far?
Well, because Bonnie was dying.
Maybe.
But, like, so she, just the fact
that... Because her mom said that that was the only way to close back the door. It's like, you have to get rid of him, give his body back to the earth. Mm-hmm. And so by burning it, you're then giving it back to the earth and letting the body and soul be at peace.
Okay,
at rest.
Big question I had, though. Part of the reason we haven't seen Bonnie's mom is because she turned into a vampire and hates herself, and she can't use her magic. And so why all of a sudden was she, like, all in tuned with and doing those things? And I don't get it.
She didn't want to, remember? She was like, no, Bonnie, like, we shouldn't be doing this. We should just let him, put him to rest, like, give his body back to the ground. And Bonnie's like, Mom, like, you have to, and I think it's one of those mother-daughter things where it's like, you see your daughter hurting, and she's telling you, like, I heard him. He's asking me for help, so you do something to try and help her. And then when she realized how big and bad it was, she was like, okay, I'm shutting this shit down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought she didn't have her magic anymore either because she was a vampire. Is that wrong? I thought
she doesn't have magic.
So then what did she do? How did it all, like, the petals, like, fly, and they were saying, like, it sounded like a spell?
They were doing, like, a seance kind of thing. Like, they were just standing there, they were like, Enzo, if you're here, like, give us a sign.
Yeah,
like,
you're
didn't chant or anything, though. So, I mean, it felt like something that you don't necessarily have to have magic for, but then magic started playing around with it, and that's when she
But didn't she see something?
She saw flashes and images of him.
A bunch of people in the chat, including Sonia Grangia, said, remember Bonnie and Enzo, the blood is connected to Bonnie, but I thought she stopped wearing the blood around her neck.
No, she kept clutching it the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she was clutching it, so that is probably why.
Ooh, so yeah, he was burned, but we still have a little bit of his blood, so then we can be able to reach him. Yeah.
Or remake him, maybe?
Remake him?
Come back, Enzo.
Enzo 2.0 version.
And I would just like to remind everyone, remember when Jeremy got burned in the house and we're like, there's no way he can come back? And he still did.
Oh, yeah.
His body was burned.
Here's the thing, guys. Everyone knows I am so Benenzo. Mm-hmm. I am for it. I am there. But if you're going to kill off a character and make that mark, I don't want you to then, like, back out of it by just bringing them back to life.
Especially,
like,
the way it happened
super
this
quick
episode.
And everything, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if you're gonna do it, own it, stick to it. I'm pissed off about it. But if he comes back in, like, an episode, yes, I'll be happy for Bonnie, but storyline-wise, I'll be like, well, then what was the point of going through that?
Hasn't he been confirmed, though, to be in the last two episodes?
Jorge Alvia in the chat said apparently there was a script leak that said Oh, no, that's a different one. There was another one that said there was a script leak that he would be in 15 and 16.
Maybe as flashbacks?
Yeah, we never know, I guess.
Because the other thing is, Julie usually will do, like, an epic tweet when a character is gone forever. Like, when Elena left, like, thank you so much, we love this character.
Mm-hmm. Which I was so grateful that she did, because I would have been sitting around forever waiting for her.
Yeah, so I'm like, I follow Julie, but I didn't see her tweet anything, like a goodbye Enzo tweet, so that's what makes me think he's not done.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely see what you're saying. Like, if they bring him back, it's just kind of like, why are you... Especially this...
Close to the end, if it had happened at the beginning and we're spending the season trying to work on a way to bring him back, okay, I'll believe that. Yeah. But within four episodes to suddenly get him back, like, it's just... I don't know, that's just me being nitpicky.
Mabry Montgomery says, Julie wrote a Benzo episode for 8/16. It could always be in another, like, you know, a dream world or something saying goodbye. Yeah. That's the thing, you never know. I want that to give me hope. But
I do want Bonnie to get to say goodbye.
I want her to be happy.
Yeah. I want her to have, but she's never going to be happy again unless she can get closure from this. Mm. So she needs a way to actually say goodbye and to know that he's at peace and not
Yeah, well, right now, apparently, in her mind, he's suffering.
Yeah, he's suffering in her mind right now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Enzo, especially because her mom burned his body and Bonnie's hearing things. Kind of weird. Kind of magical.
Ivan Soto said this would be Enzo's third body. How is this his third body?
Well, didn't he die in a fire before?
Oh, that's right. He did.
He died in a fire.
Forgot about that.
Get out, yes.
Yeah, he, like, Damon thought he had died, but yeah. Then
I don't know. Explain that, because I would be interested to hear that.
So let's talk about Matt and Bonnie. So last week, after Enzo's... Man, I'm still pissed about that. I got a lot of tweets about it, and someone pointed out something about, like, I've thought that Matt and Bonnie would get together ever since, like, a scene that they had with, like, a kiss or something a couple seasons ago, and I had forgotten about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Yes, I could see that, but it's too soon to think about that. But then after the flashbacks and everything, and then you get home, and Matt is the only friend who showed up. He was like, you weren't calling me back, so I came to you.
Yeah. Mm.
That was a game changer for me in a moment there.
And she never really wanted to be a vampire, and I know Enzo was going to take the cure instead of her turning into a vampire, but so you think possibly her happy ending could be Matt?
I'm not saying that because I don't want to believe it, but I just... Yeah. That was the first time I saw the potential of that. And I think it was between the flashbacks of seeing their ancestors that were kind of a thing. And then to see that Matt goes about, he's like, I had a crappy day. I like sleptwalked. I lost the instructions to kill the devil. I almost died of a heart attack. But he still came to her house at the end of the day to check up on her.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes the difference. Caroline didn't show up.
Right.
Damon didn't show up. Matt showed up.
I can definitely see this maybe not going in that relationship way, but I can definitely see it as Matt being, like, a big comforting, like, space for her at this point, you know?
I'm really annoyed that Caroline didn't go... check on her.
She was busy trying to compel everyone in the world to forget that her fiance is a murderer.
Yeah. Are we gonna talk about that? Because I don't want to. But yeah, I don't want to get into it too soon.
Murder.
I know. She's like, don't worry, we'll fix it.
We'll fix it.
Wait, can I just say that when he was getting questioned by the police, when they said 32 people in 2 months, I was like, this is, like, history, right? This is worse than, probably, like, this is
like Jack the Ripper
yeah,
style.
Yeah, so, like, why aren't the FBI, like, why isn't, like, a SWAT team? Like, I don't know what's going on, but
it was too casual.
Question, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I love that this is the first time we've ever heard about the police actually getting fingerprints from these scenes, because there's been a lot of bodies throughout the last 8 years of the show.
Yeah.
And you're just now fingerprinting people to be like, oh yeah, you matched up to all this stuff. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because everyone that was in the founder family kind of, everybody's gone now.
Well, I guess Stefan wasn't in the fingerprint system, so they could never match him before.
Yeah, that's true. It's just really funny that it's, like, all of a sudden, like, your fingerprint is, like, DNA's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Where were you season one? First episode ever.
Could have stopped a lot of crying. Yes. If we got this. But I do feel bad for Stefan because, you know, now that he's a human, he's feeling the guilt of everything. And not just from the past 2 months, but from the 100-plus years that he's been a vampire. Mm-hmm. He's remembering, he's getting all that back.
I'm very unhappy.
Yeah, and it's... very hard for him, but, like, I still think about Bonnie.
Does he made, like, a little tiny comment at Caroline in this episode about how Damon was gonna compel him to forget everything. Like, he's like, well, he can compel me to forget, but, you know, it doesn't change the fact that I did it. So do you think he was on board with being compelled to forget all of it so he could live? Like, because I don't think he can at this point, remembering everything he did.
He's gonna be such a shell of a person. And I honestly was surprised. I mean, I know it just happened and we picked up where we left off last episode, but I thought he was literally going to go, like, try to kill himself straight away.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a little bit anticlimactic because I thought, I mean, stuff was going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, he's human. I would just expect us to maybe more of the differences. We did see a ring thing where he's like, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
But he kept it. But I still was expecting him to kind of be like, whoa, humanity, I've actually wanted this the whole time, and now it's happened.
And Damon was the one who kind of brought that up when he was saying, I can pour you a drink, and we can sit around, and I can remind you how badly you actually wanted this at one point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just think that it's the fact that he became it the way he had to become human is just the worst way, and especially right after killing a friend.
Yeah.
And the
Bonnie.
And Bonnie's lover and soulmate yeah. and best friend. Sorry.
There's a lot of sad things going on.
I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think is gonna happen with him and Caroline? Because
Caroline June wedding?
She's just so, I mean, obviously she loves him and everything. We saw that, but she's just like, oh no, things can go back to the way they were, you know, they were. And she's just so like, I don't know. She's just, she thinks it's going to happen.
Maybe it's like in denial like because you don't want to think about how hard this might actually mm-hmm. be. You know, she loves him that much.
Right. But and seeing them in the car, you know, and the way he was kind of acting.
Sam's shaking her head. I want to know what Sam has
yeah.
to say.
Yeah, what
I
do you think?
I feel like it might be similar to what I have to say.
I mean, I think that maybe his true feelings kind of, like if it was Elena,
yeah.
that was Caroline, then he would be like, okay, help me through this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not saying I want them together, Stefan and Elena. I'm just saying that he doesn't feel what he felt for Elena. It's mm-hmm. different. And I also think that it's making Caroline a pretty crappy person. We haven't heard her talk about her girls. Like, she's just trying to save this freaking serial killer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh. So I took it as she reminded me of first season Caroline, mm-hmm. who okay, is yeah. just coming in and just making sure everything's perfect. And he kind of snaps at her, like, you know, about the wedding and everything. And
he's trying to patch it up.
Yeah, like, you're just trying to superficially, like, mend things. And he's actually hurting. He doesn't need you to just come in and fix things. He needs to work through this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, for me, it was, like, the first couple seasons, I honestly didn't really like Caroline's character mm-hmm. At all. Because I thought she was just superficial and very, like, oh, I'm rainbows and butterflies. Perfect, everything's yeah. perfect. And that's the Caroline though. That kind of... She showed up mm-hmm, tonight, mm-hmm. and so that's where I was kind of leaning towards, and I was like, I'm with Stefan right now, like,
yeah.
chill off, pump the brakes, like, yes, it's good that she's helping him with this one situation, but she really needs to realize that he's got a lot of mental stuff to work through, and that's what he needs the help with, not just, like, yeah, let's put everything back to normal right away. It's hasn't even been 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
She didn't even mention it, though. That was the whole thing. She didn't say anything about the wedding, and he just assumed that she
was... I feel like
the
way she approached it was just, like, too quick. You know, it was, like, one of those first questions, like, so, like, let's try to get everything back to normal and fix us.
When they were in the car?
Yeah, and I'm just like, hey, well, do you not just see... Like,
she loves him that much, though, you know? Yeah. So maybe she's not being very...
Yeah, I don't think
she's not looking at the situation like she should be, just mm-hmm. because she loves him so much and she just wants to get him back. And she's willing to be there for him, but then when she's there for him, she's not there for Bonnie. And she's right, like, yeah. you know?
It's just one of those things where the whole time when she's waiting for him to get his humanity switched back on, I think she just expected things to automatically go back to how they were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when his humanity comes back on, he then has to deal with everything he did. And this time, it's not just the current stuff. It's everything going back. So that's just going to take him more time right. to get to a place where he even feels he deserves the happiness that he just ruined for Bonnie. He can't think about a wedding right now
yeah.
or anything. He can't even think about the relationship right now because he probably feels he doesn't deserve to be happy.
Yeah.
It's Stefan. He always feels bad for being happy when other people aren't.
And mm-hmm. I think a few weeks ago we discussed kind of like how it was Elena, Caroline, and Bonnie. But it always was kind of like... Bonnie and Elena, and Caroline was this thing. But now Elena was gone, so it was supposed to be Caroline and Bonnie are best friends forever. But if Bonnie's love of her life dies, a piece of Caroline kind of should have died too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And I get that the love of her life, or so she thinks. Yeah, and she's trying to help him. But for me, I thought number one priority should have been Bonnie. Have Damon take care of Stefan.
Yeah, because the mm-hmm. brothers have that bond, and I think Damon can do that for Stefan. She mm-hmm. said
she
that
said it herself.
In an episode. Mm-hmm. You know, she said, I think Damon's going to be the one to bring you out of this. So I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She needs to go hang out with Bonnie right now and console her.
Yeah, it was kind of anti-girl power, and it made me cringe a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, too, Damon did say to Caroline, look, this is a good thing. He needs people around him. He's locked up. You know, let him be. And I don't know. They never really finished a conversation, like, should we go get him? Should we not? But Caroline was just like, all right, well, I'm going to drive and get Stefan right now.
Damon you know, did said, I'll meet you there.
At the
police station. I don't think he ever showed up there, but he
was
said,
just not showing
yeah,
up
he said,
anywhere.
He said, I'll meet you there.
Well, well more pressing things came up.
Yeah, more important things came up.
He had to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
So then, for me, the biggest plot twist of the night was, so Stefan, you know, gets back home after saving the woman that he left for dead. and getting stabbed and, you know, having to go to the hospital and all that drama. But then he's like, okay, I'm going to go to Bonnie's. I'm going to go. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to go. And first he's sitting outside like a grade 10 stalker, just like casing the joint.
Out. What does he say though?
I know, what does he say, but I was like, also don't be a man sitting in your car alone looking at the house that a single woman lives in. Like, yeah. He's just a little stalkerish.
And he also just murdered someone.
Yeah. But then he gets out the car and boom, someone comes up and tases him, knocks him out and like drags him away. Who the hell
Guys,
was that?
Is it Dorian? Any chance it's Dorian?
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Because he left, and we don't, he left, and I don't know if he could get there that quickly, or what the timeline exactly was.
Here's the thing, Katie.
What?
I watched that preview for next week, and when they showed the one shot of Stefan on the ground, it was a black man's arm that was next to him.
Dorian, maybe?
So.
It's Dorian.
I mean, it could be.
Dorian and Kate has something going on with that.
I was wondering why they were making, because at the beginning of the season, it was all about Georgie, and she, I thought, was the important one out of the two, and he was just kind of a filler.
He, like, disappeared for episodes. I forgot he was
even
an intern.
Well, that would maybe make sense, actually. He disappeared for episodes, and so I'm happily surprised, because I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So it's, like, Stefan's gone, and Bonnie never gets that apology.
Well, yeah, that's...
This is a fun theory, but I don't think it's right, but I just want to give it a shout out. Glovis Jomo said, I think Catherine is the hooded person that tasered Stefan. If what you said is right, then that's not correct, but, I mean, it would be fun if it was.
Mm-hmm. That would be funny. I think we should move into some predictions.
Ooh, can we just talk about the real estate agent? Like, how heartbreaking it was that I thought she was actually dead, and which makes no sense that she was able to live through that, because Ripper Stefan will make sure you're dead, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, he said he left her for dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
Which means he wanted her to suffer, actually, which is...
But how did she survive? Like, he's good enough as Ripper Stefan to be able to be like, okay, if you want to suffer, I'll make it just far enough, you know?
But... She made it, she was still passed out in the woods. No one was going to find her. Yeah. Like, she would have bled out before she actually got any help, I still think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was very far away, and she had to stop and rest for a second.
She was dying.
Because she was dying. Because when we found her, she was just, like, propped up, like, yo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it out of this.
Yeah.
But she was still strong enough to fight back, and... conveniently found a metal rod.
Yeah.
It looked like some sort of metal
rod. I wonder
rod.
If she, like, dragged that with her while she got out of the car.
I don't know.
I mean, protection. I guess real estate agents really need to, you know how to protect themselves.
They get attacked all the time. Yeah, that was a very sad thing, especially, like, with the daughter coming in to the police station.
Having no one else.
Yeah.
But there was something about that made me feel, okay, now that they made this right, are we supposed to forgive both Stefan and Caroline for being like, okay, you know, we'll try... Like, is this supposed to be... the righteousness that, like, the audience is, I mean, it made me feel a little bit like, okay, good, I'm glad that, like, they helped this girl and this mother.
Right.
But at the same time, we all know that that's not enough, and so does he.
Taking little steps for redemption.
He had the case file on all the people that he murdered over the case of the last 2 months, so maybe he's setting out on a path of redemption in some way, trying to help out all these other people.
Do you believe, even though Cade says, like, I don't want to give you false hope, that there can be redemption? Do you guys believe there can be?
There can always be redemption.
Yeah. I think that there can, because he didn't say no.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he said it that way, he doesn't want people to think that they can, so he doesn't want you to try.
Well, okay. I have a good prediction for that, so.
So let's get into predictions now.
And now.
Sam, do you want to start?
Sorry, I just, like, cracked my elbow.
Oh, I heard that.
And it went through the microphone. I'm sorry. Again, I do think that there will be a sacrifice to really, you know, atone for all the sins that the brothers have done. At least one of them is going to have to take one for the team and surrender themselves. Like that prediction that someone said a month or so ago about Stefan kind of starting and ending this story.
Well, and also, too, I saw some comments that the cure could be sucked out of Stefan. Damon can suck it out of Stefan to live a human life with Elena and Stefan.
Oh, quick question about the cure.
Stefan sacrifice himself. The only way I'd be happy with, like, if that was how it goes is if he can redeem himself and then go to heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
But guys, quick question about the cure. I mean, it's just a little bit of blood they need to take from her. Why can't they, like, why is it only, oh, one dose?
There's
I thought it was all of Elena's blood.
You think the cure goes through her whole body?
Yeah. In her blood, but because Bonnie only took, she didn't take all of Elena's blood.
Right, but how did she only suck the cure out of the blood?
No, I think the cure's like, part of her blood now, so any part of her blood has the cure.
So why is it such an issue
that how much blood he takes
Stefan
too.
Took it and now nobody else can take it?
Right, mm-hmm. Like, how did they get the cure out of the rest of her blood?
Well, I've seen a lot of people saying that, like, does it lose its potency bouncing around from body to body because you took it from Elena to give to Stefan, so Elena still has it, Stefan now has it.
Like, so it's like passing the baton?
It's like, okay, but do you have the full dosage because you took it away from Elena? Oh. Now if someone were to take it away from Stefan, like, it gets less potent, maybe? Like, I've seen people questioning that aspect of it.
You have to have the whole dose for the cure, and that's why you can't share it with anyone. You know, you had to take the whole thing. The biggest problem I have is how that you take just the needle and suck out the exact amount of cure that you need if it is going through her whole body.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Well, is it a magic needle?
When Bonnie did it, she was like just guessing, right? Or did she was
asking Enzo, she's like, do you think this is enough? I don't know how much to take. And
well, I did think that the reason they hid her Elena away to begin with because they didn't want her to be a water fountain for, like, vampires that wanted to be human again. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I was a bit confused about that. I do think that Matt is going to kind of really be a big part of this puzzle and is going to kind of connect everything. And then he might move over to the originals.
Are you guys worried at all about Stefan's life? Like, you know, he has the cure. So what if people are coming after him? Vampires coming after him? And vampires have always been coming after
the
brothers.
He'll probably be like, take me. I don't care.
Yeah. My prediction is that, well, first of all, we see that, you know, Kai's offering to bring back Elena. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. But my prediction is that based on the conversation that Stefan and Caroline had in the woods about, you know, redeeming himself and being a better person, I actually think that Stefan is going to become like a doctor or something to actually be able to help people.
What did he say he wanted to do?
That was such a Katie prediction.
I know, but I was watching the episode and I was just like, he's going to become a doctor. Like, he just got stabbed. This woman, you know, Caroline's screaming, I can't save you, I can't save you. And he's like, save her first. And then they're in the ambulance later, like, taking drugs. Yeah. And I'm just like, I just feel like he's going to become a doctor. And that's the best way to actually help people after being a vampire who was sucking blood out of people and killing them. Like, he wants to help give life and stuff.
Doppelganger Stefan was a doctor. He was a paramedic, right?
And
guys, did he say before what he wanted to be? If he had a human life, you know, he's talked about it, obviously, how he always wanted to be human. And did he say what he wanted to do? Was it that?
I think it was to help people. Yeah, I think it was helping people, but that can definitely be something.
Ooh, well, actually, this is fun. Nicholas Tormey said they've delayed the originals premiere because TBD characters will be going over there. I don't know if that's true.
They shot the seasons at the same time.
That would be fun.
Well, they're over there. They're both over there filming.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they started filming at the same time, so.
Well, that's maybe why they're delaying it, because they're bringing more over there.
Hmm. Oh, and they don't want to bring it. Well, the reason probably is because they don't want to, you know, bring a character over there and air them at the same time so we know, okay, well, that character lives. Because they do a huge time jump.
Right.
So we're all figuring out, like, who's going to live, who's going to die.
Okay, never mind, sorry. I thought he was saying that, like, it's not premiering on March 17th anymore. And I was like, no, like, that is not okay.
You gotta wait till next
fall.
Now I get
it that, like, they started the season later because of that. That makes sense. Okay, I'm back on board.
Any other predictions? I don't know, but I just... Dorian is Cade's intern brother, son, or something.
Devil has an intern.
There, you know? Hey, and it's scaring me a little bit because I'm just like, he's not that nice. It's a little bit of sketchy situation going on. I really, really want to see the twins come back. That's something that I just want to see. Now that Kai's back, maybe that situation might be like...
He's going to be like, call me uncle.
Yeah.
But I really want to see them come back. I just feel like they might have something special.
Now that we have Alaric back, I think we'll be seeing the twins.
I'm worried about the plan going through because Cade can read everybody's mind. So now Damon told Rick that here, let's use this knife. So maybe they're going to say, no, Kai, we're not going to do what you want to do. You know, how are you even here? And then Cade's going to figure out the knife thing. So we're going to have to go with Kai's plan.
But okay, so with the mind reading with Cade, he has to be around you though to read your mind, right? Mm-hmm.
That's how he read Bonnie.
That's how he met read Bonnie. So right now he doesn't know the plan because no one has been around him. They should just all run when he shows up. Yeah.
I just run away. You don't have any time to read my
mind. Turn and run. Does anyone else have a prediction?
Yeah, but how far do you have to run for you to be like out of range?
That's not a prediction, Katie. That's a question.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about this mind reading thing.
You're thinking it's Vampire Diaries. I want you to realize that. And we shouldn't question too much into how things work.
I know.
Because it's not real. Well, thank you guys at home for watching. And be sure to check us out on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, all that jazz. And we love talking about Vampire Diaries, especially with you guys. So make sure you guys tweet us throughout the week. We love reading your tweets and your predictions and your crazy, crazy fan theories that sometimes make me giggle when I'm having a bad day. So tell the good people where they can find you online.
You guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morphin.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I just want to thank Blue Trimble Designs. You can find them on Instagram, and they make this very cool choker that's supposed to ground me. So check them out, guys.
Nice. You have like new ones all the time. It's really fun.
I know. I love my crystals.
Yeah.
Very Bonnie.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
And you guys make sure you check out AfterBuzz TV all over the internet. You make sure you check out all the other shows that we offer here. We do Suits, Originals, Shadowhunters, Riverdale,
Supernatural,
The Flash, anything on CW that you're watching, we're doing an after show for. So make sure you guys check that out, and you can follow me online at the Tiana Hobson. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll be back next week, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Bye.
Deuces.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.